Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
My gosh, I can't believe who's in the studio. Both of them.
Good morning.
Both of my friends. And how are you, sir?
Doing great, thank you. How are you this morning?
John Panderas, the one and only John Panderas, and Tracy Flater, the one and only. They're in the studio, and this is a very, very special, special part of the broadcast because you got something to announce.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks for having us in, Brad, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Park Road Parade coming up on October 6th.
That's right, but I'm not going to be the only one.
You're not going to be the only Grand Marshal this year. We're inviting back all of our previous Grand Marshals from the last 20 years, and we're going to have a nice representation of Grand Marshals.
Can you imagine when I think of the first time when you asked me?
I can't remember what year it was, Brad, but it was certainly once, but maybe twice since you have been Grand Marshal. And you've been such a good supporter of Park Road and the parade for many years, doing the broadcast from Effie's for Celebrity Breakfast every year and just helping us along throughout the year. So we really appreciate it.
And you know something? The lady that you have brought with you, she has created the arts like they never were before.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good morning, everyone. I don't think John made a big enough deal in saying that it's the 20th annual Park Road Parade, and that's the most exciting thing outside of your participation, that is.
Please.
But 20 years is a big milestone, and we're really, really celebrating. And I think to bring back all the Grand Marshals from 19 past parades, it's exciting. It's a big deal.
And you know what you have done, though, truly, John, you and your family. You have touched, when you started, okay, with your whole family, and you have touched something, touched a core that just spread over that whole area of that particular section. You met the lady right here, what she's done. You worked with this one. You worked with that one. And it's like one. When you go there, it's like you're there.
Well,
you know,
that's one of my favorite things about Park Road. And we've been on Park Road. My family's been on Park Road for 27 years now, I believe it is. And it's just it's like having my own family there. All the business owners and the neighbors, we get together. We speak to one another. We help each other out. We're there for each other. We get involved in the not only in our immediate community, but in the whole town. And it's just a nice feeling. It's a really nice sense to have, and that's why this parade is so successful. We've been doing this for 20 years, as Tracy said, because it brings a bunch of us together, and we get to work together, and we have fun doing it.
You know, Tracy, how long has it been? Because when you took over the arts, everything seemed to come alive. And how long has it been now that you have had the theater?
Well, we are celebrating our 10th season on Park Road. So this will be our 10th parade, believe it or not. And Johnny's right. It's a true sense of community in that neighborhood. And, you know, a true testament to the leaders before us, Richard Patrici and Angelo Faenza.
Wonderful.
Because, you know, they created what is the Park Road Association. And, you know, it was our goal to keep it going, you know, when they stepped back. Because it helps the neighborhood thrive. I mean, we're there for each other. We boost each other up. People like being a part of that community.
Now, as far as your theater,
mm-hmm.
and my daughter, all of them, they all go.
They are subscribers.
I know. Subscribers.
Every opening night.
Yep. But again, how did you build it to where it is now? Because it really has become a very, very popular theater.
It's truly been the hardest work in my entire life, founding a nonprofit arts organization in 2009 when the economy was at its toughest. And it's really, you know, we didn't even know how we would pay for the lights sometimes. And it was the Park Road Association that walked up and down the street and helped give us some support in the early years. But it's really, we believe in the product that we put on our stage and we never waver. That's the one area we don't try to change, because it's what we want to do and what we want to be. So I think the quality of work has been consistent for the entire 10 years, even if sometimes we were working without pay in the early days. You know, we really believed in it. We have a lot of passionate people who work with us and for us, and I think it shows through in all that we do, and more people come and more people support us and believe in us, so it just grows each year.
And I'll tell you, you folks can cook. You got, I mean, I go in that place and your mother, it's just an incredible person.
And she enjoys cooking for you, too, especially making you that special apple pie, Brad.
You know something? She makes an apple pie. The only one that was close was my grandmother. She used to make me apple. But your mother makes an apple pie like, I'm telling you, it's just incredible.
I know every time you have it, you feel like you're eating your grandmother's apple pie.
That's right. That's true. And you know what was, you know something, I've never asked you this. What was the driving force to get you where you are now with it? You got the theater, you have Christmas, you have all these things. And how did you get there?
How did we get there as the association?
Yeah.
Well, years ago, when it was first started, it was started not only to bring businesses together, but also to communicate with leaders in the town. That was the main reason, whether it was crime or safety or improvements to the neighborhood. It was the group was brought together to communicate with the town. And that's one of the things that we do the most now. Our town officials support us. They come to our meetings and it opens the line of communication. If there's ever an issue, whether it's good or bad, that's happening on Park Road, we can always go to the town. We know who to speak to, and who's going to help us move past the problem we may be having. And that's, you know, what makes it, one of the things that makes Park Road a place that people want to be, because we're heard, and you know, we have a voice in town, and if you have a problem or if you need help, we can help people along to get to the proper channels. And it's made it, again, kind of feel like that small community, because everybody knows each other and everybody helps each other.
Well, there's no question about it. And that date, by the way, that date again is
October 6th. The parade starts at 10:30 in the morning. People will be lining up at 9:30. People will be lining up, so we welcome everyone to come down to Park Road early.
You wait.
Oh, there's gonna be 5,000 plus people spectating. There'll be
spectating. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have already over a dozen bands lined up. We have over 70 participants. A lot of the restaurants will be open up early, serving breakfast. Patios will be open for people to spectate. Businesses in the neighborhood will be offering specials, and just showcasing their business. So we invite people to come down early and stay late and just walk up and down Park Road and be there.
7,000. I mean, the people. But I mean, I'm talking about you'll have the marchers will be crazy. They'll be all over the place.
Yes, absolutely. we'll be lining up. We kind of line up throughout some of the small streets, the side streets. The parade will probably be, I believe it's somewhere around quarter or half mile long, the parade itself. Yeah.
And a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
No question.
And we're going to have a nice sunny day.
A nice sunny day. God bless you. You're all ready to go, huh?
We are. We're really looking forward to it. We're really ramping up. All the bands, like I said, have been signed up. All the contingents have been signed up. So now we're just in the process of laying it out.
Now, you have different bands. You have all kinds of bands. I remember that.
Yes, we have pretty much anything you can imagine. Jazz, swing. We have fife and drum. We have religious rock, I think.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I just want to add on to what Johnny said about all the things that are going on leading up to and the day of the parade, and really encourage people to go to our website at parkroadct.com. There's a Park Road Parade Days where you can buy a card for $20. 100% of the proceeds benefit the parade, and a number of businesses on the street will offer 20% off if you show your card, including the theater, including Effie's. The day of the parade, there's so many fun things happening in different businesses, so really go to that website and check out what's happening.
I will be there.
Looking forward to see you on the 6th.
Boy, you guys are the greatest. You really are. God bless you.
Thank you.
You have done so much for so many people. And by the way, be sure and tell your mother that I love her.
Absolutely. And thanks for having us in today, Brad.
No, this has been tremendous. This is a treat for all of us, too. Remember that.